Ski Vermont says in a typical year, the state's ski industry brings in nearly $1 billion in direct spending and employs about 13,000 people, a quarter of whom are year-round. The current pandemic, though, has been anything but typical. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, resorts across Vermont are taking different approaches to reopening during a pandemic.
This time of year, the gondola in front of Killington's Base Lodge mostly carries hikers and mountain bikers. But in 2 months, if the weather cooperates, resort president Mike Salomano hopes skiers and riders, all wearing masks and all having reserved a parking space ahead of time, will be using this lift and the nearby Base Lodge.
So we're in K1 Lodge right now. You can see, you know, we still have some tables to move out by the time we get ready to open. But this is going to look a lot different once we do that.
On a really busy day, Salomano says Killington might have 14 or 15,000 visitors. This winter, with COVID-19, he wants to cut that in half. 21 lifts and 155 trails will help spread people out on the slopes, but controlling crowds when they come inside to warm up, go to the bathroom or eat, that's where things get complicated.
We don't really want people to sit and drink and relax and hang out. It's actually the opposite.
The bars won't be open. Half the furniture will be gone, and food will be mostly grab and go. Exactly how they'll count people and enforce capacity is still being figured out, says Salomano. But he envisions electronic boards in front of every lodge showing capacity. He says a lot of people have suggested the resort just set up more tents and porta-potties outside. But Salomano says they've learned from hosting the Women's World Cup races that it's not so easy to accommodate large crowds in the cold.
Nobody wants to go into a porta-john when it's 10 degrees out. So, you know, we realize that's a good lesson learned, right? That sounds great, but people don't really want to use that. So you need solutions that are actually practical and don't just look great on paper.
Because tents can blow away, he says they're looking at using spaces like the barn where they store their gondolas as a potential warming area.
This is all new. So what we are asking for this season is a little bit of patience from everybody.
Jamie Storrs is a spokesman for Vail Resorts, which owns Okemo, Stowe, and Mount Snow in Vermont. He says anyone who wants to ski or ride at one of their resorts will have to wear a mask and make a reservation.
You know, the average person doesn't show up to the airport and go, "One ticket, please, for today." We're asking guests to plan ahead a little bit more this year, to make their reservations and to kind of think through when they're going to ski and to book out that time.
Season pass holders will be prioritized. And Storrs says early in the season, they'll have the opportunity to lock in up to 7 high demand days like Christmas week or MLK weekend.
That being said, on a lot of days this season, there'll be the availability to make a reservation the day before or even the morning of.
He says chairlifts and gondolas at their resorts will all have the latest ticket scanners to reduce wait times. But lifts, lodges, and restaurants will all be operating at a lower capacity. So Storrs says flexibility and maybe a sandwich from home will help.
You know, if everybody tries to go to lunch at 12:30, it's going to be crowded and we're not going to be able to accommodate everyone inside.
At Stratton Mountain, spokesman Adam Kimichek says they're looking at different apps that will allow people to reserve a table inside. He says they also plan to expand outdoor seating and warming areas. As to lift tickets,
if you have a season pass of any kind, you're allowed to come up, ski. No reservations required at this time.
Kimichek says people who rent equipment or book lodging with Stratton will also be assured a ticket. But if you just come up on a whim because it's a powder day, those tickets need to be purchased in advance online. And Kimichek says quantities will be limited. Up near the Canadian border at Jay Peak, General Manager Steve Wright says they're taking a more relaxed approach to ticket sales.
We're saying to our season pass holders, you do not need to make any reservation. We're saying to our day ticket purchasers that you should feel free to arrive on the day of and buy your ticket. Our expectation is that there will be plenty of room to spread out here at the mountain this year.
Wright says 50% of Jay Peak's business comes from Canada. So with the border closed, their capacity will already be down by half. And Wright says another 30 to 35% of their U.S. market may have to deal with travel restrictions. It's a reality that's playing havoc with their budget and projected revenues. But Wright says they're hoping skiers and riders concerned about the pandemic might see Jay Peak as a safer option. Molly Mahar, president of the Vermont Ski Areas Association, says having to shut down early last season and cancel many summer events has already cost the state ski resorts around $100 million. So opening and staying open this season will be crucial. While resorts in southern Vermont, like Stratton and Magic Mountain, may benefit from their proximity to New York and Boston.
The flip side of that is that right now we have some pretty rigorous cross-travel restrictions for quarantining, and that is something that we are worried about.
Mahar says the state ski resorts are committed to following whatever rules the state sets, and she says if skiers and riders do likewise and plan ahead, she's hopeful this year's season won't be interrupted. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.